Create a suffix for me with arla fruits and chutzlars, and I'll eat it. Meaning, he held that one may even put himself into a situation of suffix arla and then go ahead and eat it. Rav Avya and Rav Bar Chanan would create situations of suffix for each other, and each they would eat then that suffix arla. But the sharp ones of Pumbedisa said that there's no concept of arla and chutzlars at all. When Rav Yehuda asked Rav Yechanan about arla and chutzlars, Rav Yechanan sent back hide the halacha of suffix arla, meaning don't announce to anyone that it's mutter, and destroy the definite arla, and announce that the fruit of the people who are not careful with arla and chutzlars must be put away until we know that it's definitely not arla. And whoever says that Arla does not apply in Chutz La'aretz shall not have a child or grandchild included in the congregation of Hashem. The sharp ones of Pumbedisa, the Mara says, explains, held like Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, from whom it was repeated in his name that Arla does not apply in Chutz La'aretz. In fact, our Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer said, even Chodesh applies in Chutz La'aretz, which suggests that Arla certainly applies. Mara says, change your Mishnah to read without the word even, meaning that he says that Chodesh applies in Chutz La'aretz, but not even. With regard to Arla, he says it does not apply. Zok Tikmar Basin and Rebekin and said the Arla applies in Chutzlaritz based on halacha Mosh Messina. Reb Zeri asked Reb Asi, if that's true, why does the Mishnah say that we're lenient with a suffix Arla in Chutzlaritz since it's Daraisa, which would be Machmer? So Reb Asi was first, at first he was quiet, and then he said the halacha Mosh Messina itself says that we should be lenient with suffix Arla in Chutzlaritz. Reb Asi and Rebekin and said if one is over on Klayim Chutzlaritz, he'll get Malchus Daraisa. Reb Lozer asked Reb Asi, a Mishnah says that Klayim Chutzlaritz is only Darabonin. What do you mean he'll get Malchus Daraisa? The Mishnah says the Mishnah is discussing Klayim Kleakarim, which in Chutzlaritz is only Darabonin. Reb Yechanan is discussing grafting one tree onto another, which is a type of klein that's also deraisa, even in Chutzlaretz. In fact, we find that Shmuel makes this distinction as well. Mar says that Rav Chanan and Rav Onam were walking and they saw someone planting seeds of different species together in Chutzlaretz. One of them said, you should put him into Chayim for violating the Isra of Klayim in Chutzlaretz, which is Darabonon. The other replied, you're unclear with the halachas of Klayim because such Klayim in Chutzlaretz is not Usra at all. They then saw a man planting wheat and barley in the grapevine. Again, one said, put the guy in Chayim. The other one said, no, we pass on the Rabbi Yoshia who holds that the Araisa Isra of Klayim is only when a person plants wheat, barley, and grape seeds all together. Therefore, only a case like this will be Asur in the Rabbanon in Chutz La'aretz. This man is planting wheat and barley near an existing grapevine, and therefore it's not going to be Asur at all, even the Rabbanon in Chutz La'aretz. Zoktamar of Yosef mixed seeds of different species and planted them. Abaye asked them, the Mishnah says that Klayim is Asur Rabbanon Chutz La'aretz. He answered, the Mishnah discussing Kleakarim. What I did did not involve the vineyard, and therefore it's not even Asur Rabbanon. The reason is Kleakarim, which is an Eretz Yisrael is also even Behano, so in Chutz La'aretz they were Gezer to make it also. Klayim of other seeds than Eretz Yisrael is not also to Behano, they did not make also Darabonon in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yosef later said, I must be incorrect because Rav would plant his garden with separate areas for each species, presumably, so they did not become Klayim. Abaye says, no proof that Klayim is also because Rav did so maybe just to make the garden look nice or to make it easier to handle. If he did so for Klayim, he would have to space out the different species in a more specific way to make sure there's no Klayim issue. Zok the Mishnah, if one does a single mitzvah, he is rewarded with good in this world, his life is lengthened, and he inherits a portion of Mahaba. If one does not do a single mitzvah, he's not rewarded with good in this world, his life is not lengthened, and he does not inherit a portion of Mahaba. Fechner, our Mishnah seems to say that there's reward in this world and the next for any mitzvah. However, another Mishnah lists the mitzvahs that bring reward by Olam Hazeh Ulo Olam Haba, and they list specific ones, Kibud Av V'Eim, Gemilas Chasodim, Achnasas Orchim, and Shalom Ben Olam HaVeiroi, and Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, it's mashma only those. Rehuda said, our Mishnah means if one does one mitzvah more than his Averis, then he's rewarded in this world and the next, and is considered to have fulfilled the entire Torah. In fact, what does this mean to say? That if one does even one mitzvah, and it's from the list of that other Mishnah, Kibud Av V'Eim, etc., and that he's going to receive a reward in this world and the next, even if he does more Averis? So if Shmaya said, this means that if a person's mitzvahs are equal to his Averis, but one of those mitzvahs that make it equal is from the list of that Mishnah, it makes the mitzvahs win out over the Averis, and he's rewarded in this world and the next. In fact, is it true that if a person has one more mitzvah than he has Averis, he's rewarded in this world and the next? The Brisa says, if a person has more mitzvahs than Averis, he's given suffering in this world as if he has no mitzvahs, meaning so he's cleansed from his Averis and can go straight to Olam Haba. Whereas if someone who has more Averis than mitzvahs, and he's given good in this world as if he had no Averis, meaning so he's rewarded as his mitzvahs in this world, this way he's sent straight to Gehenna. Abaye said, our Mishnah means that a person who has more mitzvahs is given a good day for Olam Haba, which is accomplished by punishing him in this world. Conversely, one who has more Averis than mitzvahs is given a bad day for Olam Haba, meaning he's rewarded in this world and sent then straight to Gehenna. Rav had a different answer. He says, the Braisa follows the view of Rabbi Yaakov, who says that reward for any mitzvah is only given in Olam Haba. Rabbi Yaakov says this must be the case because because how can it be that such a person was asked by his father to go and do Shluach HaKan, so you have Kibud Av V'Eim and Shluach HaKan, each have a pasuk that says the reward for his is long life and the reward of good. And on his way down the ladder, he falls off and dies. It must be that long life and good all refer to Olam Haba, and therefore nothing refers to this world. Maybe that type of case could never happen, Taka. No, Rabbi Yaakov actually saw such a case happen. Maybe the person was thinking about doing an Aver, and that's why he was punished. Mar says the thought of an Aver is not treated as having done an Aver. Maybe he had thought to do an Avodah Zarah, which the Pasuk says is treated like having done the Aver. Mar says Rabbi Yaakov was bothered by how the mitzvah itself wouldn't protect the person from having such a thought. In fact, Mar Belozer says that people sent to do a mitzvah, shluchim mitzvah, in a nizakim. So how was this person harmed? Mar says the person was already returning from doing the mitzvah. In fact, Mar Belozer says even on his return trip, the shluchim mitzvah, in a nizakim. Mar says he used a rickety ladder where danger is ever present, and in such a case, a miracle is needed to save him, and we can't rely on miracles. Rabbi Yosef said if Acher would have darshened the psukim as referring to reward in the next world, like his grandson Rabbi Yaakov did, he would not have sinned, because Acher went out to sin after having seen just a story, the person doing kibbutz shluch hakim or shluch hakana and was killed, or after having seen the terrible death and disgrace of the body of chutzpah hamaturgman, the halig of chutzpah hamaturgman. When he saw this, he went out and sinned. Fekma Rav Tuvi bar Rav Kisna asked Rava, our Mishnah says that one is rewarded with good for doing a mitzvah. Right? It says if one sits and is not even aver, he gets rewarded as if he did a mitzvah. But this suggests that he doesn't need to do anything. Rava answered, the Brisa discussing where a person had the desire and opportunity to do an aver and he overcame that desire and it doesn't do it, as we find with Chav Chanina bar Papi, who was propositioned for znus with a certain woman. At first he used the name of Hashem to make himself covered with shchin. He then said something that healed him. He then ran into a bathhouse that was full of very strong shadim. He wasn't harmed because the malachim were there to protect him. Bryce also makes reference to the story of Reb Tzadik, who was also propositioned for znus, and he told the woman, I'm not well enough for znus. She offered him non-kosher food. So he said, I'm being sent a message that one who does nus deserves to eat non-kosher food. The woman heated the oven to put in the food, and Reb Tzadik went into the oven. He told her, whoever does nus will end up in Gehenna anyway. I might as well go into the oven now. She said, had I known you feel so strongly about this, I never would have propositioned you in the first place. Reb Gehenna Zakhmar, another miser, was selling baskets to a woman he was propositioned for nus. He ran up to the roof and jumped off. Eliyahu came and caught him and told him, you have bothered us to travel 400 passes to come and save you. He said to Eliyahu, it's my poverty that caused me to have to sell these baskets and put me into the situation in the first case. So Eliyahu gave him a keli full of dinners.